Millie, what's your favorite song?
The Betty Doo.
I think at my funeral, that would be the theme song of my funeral. What do you want to bet? And you know, I have stuffed toys in a little corner I call Daniel's corner, now I call it Sophia's corner, and it's got stuffed animals under a pretend tree in the corner of my living room. And there is this beautiful little stuffed toy that if you squeeze his foot, he sings zippity-doo-da. So I get a lot of zippity-doo when my granddaughter's there, my great-granddaughter's there. She grabs that thing, and that's what I hear the whole time she's there. So I guess she recognizes good music also. I didn't know you could sing like that. Nipples?
Oh, yeah. I didn't either.
So it was good.
So be sure and talk to Barbara. Okay.
And I will.
So are we ready to hear somebody's thoughts that they're going to put up for us?
Yes.
Please excuse me sitting instead of getting up like I'm supposed to, huh? It just happens. I don't know how it happened, but this body is getting so old. It's not only full of wrinkles, it's full of, yeah, that's me. Who's that cute little blonde there? I don't know you, do I?
I've been here for many years off and on, yes.
You just didn't let me get well enough pointed. But she has carried a smile on her face the whole evening. I like it. Well, anyhow, I forgot to hold this up to my mouth because maybe I'll say something you want to hear. Well, tonight, I guess I don't need to tell you this again, but I will just in case somebody's new here this time and hasn't been here before. The man that's going to share his thoughts with us tonight, when I met him, he had these socks with a switchblade in it, and he was cool. Man, he was cool. Cool, C-O-O-L. And I never dreamed that I would fall in love with him, because I have. But I never thought that would happen, because he certainly looked to me like he didn't have his act together. Do you realize he hung in here, and not just here in my classes, but he took classes other places? And he is now a minister. And I am mighty proud of this man that's going to share his thoughts with us. Patty Dick?
Yes, ma'am.
I just saw your tonsils.
I'm good. My fashion is excellent.
Wow. I thought maybe she was going to bite me or something. I wasn't sure. But anyhow, are you ready to hear the thoughts of this gentleman? Now, I've loved him for a lot of years. Felice.
Thank you.
Love you.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Everybody's looking at your socks.
And my socks. Got my boots over them. Yeah. No, I thought it wasn't a switchblade. It was a switch comb for what little hair I got. That's true. When I first came to the church, first time Millie was healing, and I came bebopping in here with my leather coat on, my boots, my Levi's, I'm thinking, okay, I'll get a healing, but no one's getting in. And I zipped up that leather coat and everything else, but I sat in the chair and get a healing. And that was my first introduction to Millie and to Fraternal on that. And ever since then, I got hooked and just keep coming back. It's a beautiful church, beautiful people. It's just absolutely wonderful. I don't know if my life would have turned out the way it did turn out if I hadn't been here. And gave me a lot of guidance, a lot of unconditional love. And that unconditional love is what did it on there, because it's all love. And then when I was doing my talk or getting ready to write it out, I was thinking on what would be a good topic to have. And one word came to mind that has stood the test of time, that one word that everyone keeps talking about, that one message, that one special word is so simple but yet so powerful, and that word is love. There is so much meaning and different thought patterns in that one little word that if you apply that into your life, miracles happen. One of the apostles said that love is the fulfillment of the law. Peter said that love never fails. He also said that God is love. And then Jesus said to love one another. And that's what a lot of people seem to forget about. And I think that's one of the main meanings of it is love. That's what Jesus came down here to express. That's what God is of love. Especially when we see our children, family. And then love is a fulfillment of the universal law. God's law. Therefore, love must be the most important singular conscious thing in one's life. What does love mean to you? How do you see love expressed? Have you ever taken the time to look and see what that word means to you and how you express it? How do you receive it? We see it in many different ways. We have a love of an animal. We have love of the animal and its owner. Love of country. Love of freedom. The love of truth. Love between a wife and her husband, or parent and child. Love really is everything. Have you ever looked at the leaves on a tree? They are all different, but yet they come from the same foundation. Love is the strongest force and vibration in the universe. God is love. Love is not weak. One must not mistake love for weakness. Unfortunately, many do at times. Some feel in order to be happy, they have to take on some posture of being mild and weak, allowing people to walk all over them without even raising their voice. This is not love. Sometimes they don't want to be confrontational or negative, even when justified. This is not love. It is submission. Therefore, we must learn to manifest love in one of the physical forms, such as strength. One must be strong if he or she is to love without allowing other people or things to influence them. I don't know if you've ever been in that position where you come in, you have that love in your heart, and then some other people have a different thought pattern. And if all of a sudden you switch over into what those people are thinking and saying, and it kicks you right out of that love vibration. Love is never being afraid, for love will cast out all fear. Love means to stand for a principle. A mother bird protecting her young from a snake is another example. With adversity threatens, that strong mother love becomes aggressive. Yet those same birds sing of joy and cheer each morning. Love casts out this fear by its action. We stand on principle and therefore must act accordingly. Love means the understanding of the condition or situation behind the people and things that motivate their actions towards you. By showing love, you are able to understand the situation and the reason for why they are doing what they're doing, simply by showing love. Always look for the Christ light within everyone. And that Christ light, that wasn't the name of Jesus Christ. They're talking about the Christ light within. And everyone has that Christ light within them. You may have to look a little deeper in some to find it, but I guarantee you it's in there. So when you start off the morning, ask that you see the Christ light within everyone that you meet as they see the Christ light in you. I guarantee you, you're going to have your day do a whole different shift and the people that you bring into your life because you're looking and asking for that Christ light to be seen, not only within them, but within yourself. And you show that light and that loving vibration that comes out. So we would invite you to try that one in the morning. Try it for a day. See what happens. And see the people that come into your life. That they come in and they may be in a negative mood or wasn't sure how the conversation is going to turn out. But then you ask to see that Christ light, and that just loosens everything up inside of them. Because you've asked to see that within them as they see that within you. Went off the deep end there some. It all starts with that one word, that one action, to show love. And yes, if we look in today's world, it is filled with a lot of hatred and anger. We read it in the papers. We see it on the news. One may say, how can you say that is love is the greatest power on this earth plane? There has always been sickness, tragedy, national tragedy, as well as personal tragedy. And it does hurt the heart when we see an injustice being done. Do you ever wonder how God works? Did you ever take the time to actually think about that one? How does God work? How does that love vibration work? I believe God works through people. And we of spiritualism are the representatives of spiritual truth. As spiritualists, we can see the bigger picture and are obligated to show the world that we must look at everything with a broader point of view and from love. How many times have we asked God, why didn't I get this? Or why has this terrible thing happened to me? Or even sometimes one may feel, why am I being punished? This reminds me of a story about a little child that's in school asking the teacher, why is this happening to me? That small voice within, God's voice, that would be your teacher. One through the pattern would be on this earth plane. This earth plane is a school of learning, a school ground. Sometimes we're in the classroom, we're studying. Other times we're in the playground, we're playing, having fun. Other times we get sent to the principal's office. This earth plane is designed for your spiritual growth, whatever that may be, because we're down here to learn spiritual lessons and to allow that spirit to come out, to let that God, the goddess, shine within the person and to see that and the peace and joy that comes with this. So what do you think it is that keeps the spirit world interested in the activities and the welfare of the human world? You think they do it because it's they got marked that off on their checklist before they can move forward? When it be a sense of duty or a sense of an obligation that they choose to stick around and help us on this earth plane? Spirit is free to choose to stick around or continue on their spiritual path, their spiritual journey. Because just because they're in spirit doesn't mean it's game over and that's the only thing they got to do. There's lots of things to do in spirit, lots of different consciousness to go to. They can pick up and they can move on and say, well, we want to go down and do this. I believe they've done their duty and they learned their spiritual lessons while they were here on the earth plane. Your guides and teachers can go on. So why is it they choose to be interested in the involvement of humanity? I believe it's unconditional love. And what is it that enables these great masters of wisdom to continue to help us? Once again, it is love. That universal energy of unconditional love. As we go through our day, and when we look into someone's eyes, you ask to see that Christ light within them as you see the Christ light within yourself. It is your teacher's hopes and prayers that one day the world, you included, will understand unconditional love. Have you ever took the time to look at and see how you feel? How do you receive unconditional love? Have you ever had unconditional love? And how well do you receive it? Have you shown other people unconditional love? And how do you present that to them? But to really look at that word, love, unconditionally. No strings, no little black book or anything. It's just pure unconditional love that you share with them. So we invite you to, as we go through the week, to look at what that word means to you. And how well do you accept love? Let alone unconditional love. Because that scares a lot of people. Unconditional love. They never had it. They don't know how to receive it. And they take off running because something has to be wrong. But like we said, we invite you to look at that, the unconditional love and love. How do you use it in your life? How do you receive it? For when you do cross over into spirit, the only thing you'll take with you is your consciousness. So have a consciousness of love. If you think you're going to go over to spirit and you got your secret bank accounts and all that, and that's going to help you, that ain't working. The only thing you'll have is that unconditional love, that loving spirit, the consciousness. So what will your consciousness be when your time comes? Will it be of love or judgment? Will it be love of oneself? Love of all the wonderful spiritual journeys that you came to learn and to complete. It's real simple. And we start here on this learning ground, this spiritual ground. And we look at that. I guarantee you, you let that love come in, and that unconditional love, you will see your life change. You will see how much spirit absolutely loves you and how much they would like to do for you. And all we have to do is ask and then be open to receive. How many times have we had that but not really open to receive? And watered like a duck, water off a duck's back, instead of soaking that up and enjoying it. If we look for the love and the good, we will always find it. A beautiful pearl was once in an oyster. Some of the most beautiful diamonds were once a lump of coal. It is through trials and tribulation that a man is born in a stable and became the Messiah. Out of adversity comes triumph. A great teacher once said, "These things that I have done, you shall do too, and greater." And what I find really surprising for myself too, is for the longest time, I would let that saying go. These things you can do, and greater. Because you're part of the collectiveness, the God conscious. You have all that right at your fingertips. And the whole thing relies around that one word, love, and receiving it. But these things that this great master did, says, you can do too, and more. So what's stopping you? We're learning, we're growing as spiritual beings. And once we get the information, we run it through our God self. And it feels good, then we go with it. If it doesn't feel right to you, then put it off to the side until a later date or just forget about it. Because you're going to have plenty to go through. Love really is the key to unlock the mysteries of the universe. That word love has so much meaning to it. And can break down barriers of the walls that we have put up over the years and all that with that unconditional love. And most important, show yourself that unconditional love. Show yourself the love of oneself the great beings that you are. You're part of the collectiveness. You're part of that God energy or the goddess energy. And it's just a matter of going and saying, okay, this is what I want. As Millie said over the years, watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions. Because everything starts in that astral field with thoughts and then trickles down to this world. So we invite you to go through your week and maybe just say to yourself, I am open to receive love. I am open to receive unconditional love. Just open up the heart and be willing to accept it. Will bring so much into your life with spirit, with God, with your knowledge. And all of a sudden, different worlds start opening up. All because you allowed the love to come in. You allowed that unconditional love to come in. We have what I wrote on here was some inspirational thoughts from spirit. And on this is actually automatic writing. Inspirational thoughts is when spirit's giving you information and then you're writing it down on a piece of paper as you're thinking of it. Automatic writing is when spirit comes in and they lay their hand right over top of yours, and you could be reading a book, watching TV, it doesn't matter, and they're writing out different things. Those are the two main differences with automatic writing and inspirational writing. Sometimes people get inspirational writing mixed up with automatic writing. But I don't know why they wanted me to clarify that, but we did. You're welcome. And so this is what they came up with, and it goes with the theme on love. I have come to speak to you about love. Love is the highest vibration because it is of God, for God is love. And when one expresses God in its highest, then they are expressing the deity in action. Love is expressed on many levels by all people according to their understanding of love. A physical person who expresses love only in a physical vibration may be possessive and binding. On a spiritual level, love gives of itself freely. There is no limit or binding to the one love. It only gives of itself with no thoughts of return. The more one understands God, the more understanding will be with the one's heart for the mistakes of others and themselves. There is always forgiveness when you understand the law. Universal law, God's law, they don't change. One does not demand love of another. It can only be shared and a blessing to the one who loves. It covers all God's creation and has respect for their right to progress in this great plan of evolvement to a higher state of existence. God is love. You cannot take it or add to it. God is complete. Allow the love to permeate every part of your being, and you shall be blessed with the divine wisdom in your life. So as we said before, we invite you to look at how you receive love in your life. Are you open to it? Are you going, no, get that tomorrow. And how do you receive unconditional love? And how do you present unconditional love? Love is God. You're all divine beings that have been down here for a reason, to learn, to express, to go on your spiritual journeys, whatever they may be. How boring would it be if everyone did the same thing? It'd be really boring. That's why so many different people, thought patterns and everything else. But everyone is a divine spirit within themselves. Go in and look and see what that divine spirit is. Have you ever took the time to look in the mirror or to ask God, what is that divine spirit? And where does it lie within you? Look at the love and see which part of your body you're feeling that at. Because some people say, oh, that's the heart where you express the love. Well, not always, because you may have got hurt at one point in your life and that energy was stuck in the shoulder. So it could be there. So pay attention to where you feel these things within your body. As you do that, you're starting to learn about yourself. And you're starting to let go of all that energy that you no longer like to have in your life. Wake up in the morning when you're looking in the mirror and tell yourself what a wonderful being that you are and how much love you have for that precious spirit that's looking back at you. You may start laughing at first, but then after you get used to it, things start happening. Things start changing because you're acknowledging it. For love is God. God is love. And God loves each and every one of you more than you can even imagine. That unconditional love. So when you feel God's spirit, open up the heart. And sometimes all we have to do is say thank you. And that's it. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the talk tonight and a couple thought patterns. And I want to thank you for allowing me to come in and to share tonight and to be in your presence. It was truly an honor. Thank you.
That's my biker friend. It ended up, I used to worry about him on the bike out there, you know, whizzing up and down the highway. And guess what? Some car decided to hit and destroy it completely. Now you ride in the car, don't you?
Yeah, with age comes the cage.
And then cage, all cushioned in this nice car. Yes, it's been, you know, it's so nice when people share their life with you. It is so nice because you can live your one life. When others share their life with you, you get that advantage of having other experiences to help you grow. And if you can reach out and help them grow, helps you grow. Now, there was a day when that man would never have gotten up here and talked about love like that. Never would have. And he is so sincere about it now. I am really proud of this man. I'm proud of you, Eddie. Mm-hmm. Okay.